This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, out there getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things over there that will save you money. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that one. Now, another state, Montana, has banned the critical race theory programs.
That's exactly right, Captain. The Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson, he has now, and he's Montana's top prosecutor, of course, he has banned critical race theory from being taught in the state schools. He talks about the idea of anti-racism, quote-unquote, lessons are illegal, and that they also create a racially hostile environment, he says. And so I think he's, exactly right. This is the kind of thing that actually gins up racial animosity rather than helps us to find ways to come together in this country.
Now, we've heard a lot about the illegals coming in from Mexico, and they've got that one area off San Jose or down there, or not San Jose,
San Diego. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they've had ships fall apart and they got into the rocks and all that, right?
Yes, too many, that's right. Yeah.
Well, let's not forget about the fact that south of Florida, south of Key West, we have the Straits of Florida. It's 90 miles to Havana from Key West. And yesterday, the U.S. Coast Guard was out there answering a distress call where a boat was capsized. I don't exactly know how big the boat was, but we know that it had 20 people on it. Two were dead, 10 are missing, 8 were rescued. Do we know what type of boat this was yet? Were 20 people on board?
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't seen anything to tell us exactly what kind of boat it was, but we do know that the Coast Guard responded, and the Coast Guard cutter came to the scene as well, several miles off of Key West. This happened about 1 p.m. Eastern time, and they did rescue 8 people out of the water. They pulled 2 bodies, we understand, of deceased out of the water. We understand as well that the people looks like they set sail from Puerto del Mariel in Cuba on Sunday, and they capsized sometime on Wednesday evening. And those that they drew from the water, they're going to remain aboard the Coast Guard cutter at last report, where they're going to get food, water, and basic medical attention.
Well, what this tells me, number one, is they were illegals trying to come into the country. That's number one. And number two, we don't know how many more were involved, because usually where there's one, there's two or three of these boats. So, again, we have the people that get in that way, too. People forget about the fact that we are also a border state here in Florida, insofar as Central and South America. And for all we know, these people coming out of Cuba could have been some of the ones coming from the what they call the Northern Triangle down there.
Well, exactly right. And since this evidently happened at night, or at least in the evening time, we don't know if there was another boat along. And unfortunately, we don't know the number of people who may have actually perished in this incident.
And it's dark, and we won't know until daylight anyway, but there you go. Well, you know, the COVID probe showed little evidence of natural origin, pointed disappropriately to the lab, so says an ex-investigator. The thing of it is this again is just adding more fuel to the fire that this thing was developed, in a lab, man-made, and then somehow or another got to the United States.
Well, right. Then there's only two possibilities. This was a deliberate act, or it was a mess-up, a mistake. You know, something happened and it got out. Either of those possibilities are still very, very bad.
Yeah.
Because even if they're working on gain of function, they're doing these kinds of things, that means that there could be more in the offing.
Well, they were sending laboratory samples back and forth from the United States to China and China to the United States, which included laboratory animals, which were rats.
Right. That's exactly right.
And one can only imagine what could happen there. They couldn't possibly have anything go wrong there, now, could you?
No, not at all. But this kind of research, you know, especially what may have been
going on. I'm
being
facetious now.
Well, of course, yeah. But this kind of research, you know, in and of itself is very, very concerning, because we don't know exactly what else was going on in the Wuhan lab.
Now, General Jack Keane yesterday chimed in and said something extremely interesting. He said, we've lost a year. Wuhan, with the Wuhan lab theory opposition, it happened because Donald Trump raised it. If he hadn't raised it, we would have known all about it.
Probably so, because Trump said it, they had to discredit it.
Yes, exactly. Couldn't have him winning anything, now, could we?
That's right.
All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break because she's going to give you the phone number. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, we are going to do it, and thank you very much. And, of course, those numbers, as I always explain to you, happen to be terrestrial, internet, and satellite numbers all combined. And that is a legitimate number, and there are nights when it's higher than that. Depends on the news story. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and that $150 put right in the palm of your hand right when you get ready to get the windshield replaced. Now, don't forget, if you're in Tampa, if you're in Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas and are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, don't forget to call 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and mention the captain sent you for that $150 that you put in the palm of your hand. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. I'm not sure, but I think this is Eric in Seminole. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. I know a lot. Yeah, roger that. Sorry, Kyle. I lost my train of thought. Hey, real quick, you guys were talking about the Wuhan lab incident and
yep.
the potential breakout and breakthrough. I know for a fact that this show and many of the people on this show, you know, to include yours truly, have been addressing this issue since probably April of last year, maybe even a little sooner than that, because of the open source information that anyone could have read regarding this potential leakage, if you will. I do not believe that it came from some wet market after 15,000 years.
Oh, no, no.
And I don't believe that for 1 second. And here's something that and I've been kind of knee-deep, waist-deep in reading about this over the past 14 months or so, 15 months. Here's the thing. The Chinese have notoriously been known to have poor biohazard disposal regarding their laboratories over there. And these people can look this up on Science Direct. They can look this up on the Internet. It's out there. They had poor biological hazard disposal. They even have incidents to the point that people were dumpster diving because of the poverty that's over there. People would dumpster dive for anything that they could recycle or sell or reuse for themselves. Okay?
Correct.
And I'm not saying this is some sort of accident, deliberate. Or that's a coin toss at this point. I personally don't feel that we will ever get a definitive answer on that.
No.
As far as an accident. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, number one and two. Here you go. Here's number three on this whole deal. Anyone can look on the Internet, and if they know the certain terminology to look up, they will see the papers from as far back as 2014 and 15 of ethicists, bioethicists and researchers writing to the Obama administration going, hey, we need to cut this out, this gain-of-function research out, because it potentially violates the international ban on gain-of-function research.
Mm-hmm.
Francis Collins is all in on this, and obviously Dr. Fauci would have been in on all this bioethical research and stuff, to the point that University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill,
yep,
in conjunction with the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, the suspected lab, they were teamed on this research as far back as, I want to say, maybe 13 or 14 when all this stuff was, when they were doing this research. So it was outsourced. People believe it was outsourced to third-party cutout companies that Dr. Fauci had set up. Now, that's my speculation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the circumstantial evidence. You put all this stuff together. Now, Lieutenant General, retired full general Jack Keane comes out saying,
four star.
Okay, general. He's come out and said, hey, you know, we've lost a year on this. I believe that because there has been a year lost in this open investigation, let's say it's even a classified investigation on this, they've had time to get their story straight, if that makes sense. This is going to be passed. The reason my summation is that the reason it's not going to be a definitive answer is because we funded it, they researched it, it's a washout. Now,
Fauci gave them the money.
Yeah, right, it's a washout.
Yeah.
They're throwing Fauci to the curb because his, how should I say, he's been tainted, so to speak. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Thanks, y'all. Have a good morning, Semper Fi.
Okay, you got it, Semper Fi, to you, and congratulations to your son. I believe his son just got promoted again. But anyway, who's a Marine, Kyle. Now, meet the new military, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
The U.S. military is now offering courses in wokeism amidst the criticism of the Department of Defense.
Well, that's what we need, is another woke class, I guess. And again, Captain, these are following some very disturbing trends. And then the trend gets a name, like being woke and that kind of thing. And what it does, it gets us away from, again, having a military that's trained and ready to defend our great nation, and being able to have people rise through the ranks, through the merit of their service, and so forth. It's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, and it seems like they really shouldn't tamper with something that is so very important, number one, and also works.
Mm-hmm. And the GOP, by the way, in the midst of all of this, is pushing the flip-flop Fauci to resign.
Well,
they should.
Well, of course they should, because, again, Fauci he flip-flops all the time. And so who knows? Maybe one day he'll say he'll resign, then come back and say, nope, I'm not going to resign. That's what you could expect from Fauci.
Right. Now, Sidney Powell, remember her?
Oh, yes.
She came out and said the current ballot marking devices, like Dominion's Image Cast Evolution voting machine, can be remotely hacked and done so undetectably.
Yeah, this is really, really important stuff. And again, in the fog of war, as it were, after the after the election, nobody, you know, for some reason, really wanted to hear about how these machines operated. It wasn't a priority for courts to say, okay, how do they operate, and how could this have been done, and were they connected to the internet? It was all sort of
We know pursued. In some cases they were.
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly that's exactly it. And so if that's the case, then obviously we need to, it has to be looked into further, and there has to be something that says, here's how you run an election with these kinds of machines.
Yeah, and we had that discussion at lunch the other day over at Have Lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue, and one of the people that was there said, well, you know, that really doesn't matter whether they had the internet hooked up to it or not. I said, sure it does. You have no idea who the hell was in there, what they were doing to it.
Well, right. Well, here's just a couple of words here. What was it? The Colonial Pipeline. That's connected somehow to the internet, and see what happened.
Yeah, it got hacked.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this got hacked. I'm saying that there was a directive, some sort of command put out there by somebody, and it had to have come either on the telephone line or via the internet. And since the phones weren't hooked up, and the internet was, I do believe it would be the internet.
Well, exactly right. But either way, you know, these things have to be isolated. They have to work in a specific environment.
Now, you're aware of Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who said that she wasn't going to do any interviews or press conferences with any white reporters. She wanted them to be all black.
Well, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Okay, well, she's doing that, but the fact of the matter is she actually just got sued by a white reporter who was refused an interview by Lori Lightfoot using that reason.
Well, you know, Lori Lightfoot would be a public servant, obviously, elected to that office, and then to employ racism in that regard seems to be, I'm sure, a violation at the very least of ethics, if not the law itself. And so to file a lawsuit for discrimination based on racial characteristics is absolutely called for here.
Yeah, and I got somebody chiming in here on the internet. Let me see who this is. This is Roy, and Roy is in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, hello, Roy, and happy Cornhusker Day to you. He said, Captain, I heard you say, I thought a little while ago, that people were moving to Florida and the Democrats were changing their party affiliation to Republican. Roy, that's a fact. That's a fact. Many Democrats coming down here that's surprising the hell out of us are making a complete transition of their life. They're coming down here. Maybe they were Democrats up north, but guess what? They're Republicans down here. They've had it with the Democrats. And I told you a couple of months ago that was starting to happen based on what I was hearing. Nobody believed me. Are you believing me now?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is a really big story. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and the numbers are there. The numbers are there.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Going to break. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a Texas hospital that's been absolutely blindsided by illegals and having to take care of them, and the fact that they're stuck paying the bill.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol police officer who died on January 6th during the Capitol insurrection, met with Republican senators. The Senate is considering a measure that would create a commission to investigate what happened at the Capitol that day. The families want Republican senators to vote for it. Sicknick's girlfriend, Sandra Garza.
Just don't want any other people to get harmed or for this to happen again. It was a terrible tragedy, and we don't want anyone else to get hurt.
Sicknick's mother also went door to door to speak with senators. President Biden was asked about the Senate vote as he was heading back to the White House from a trip to Ohio.
I can't imagine anyone voting against establishing a commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
The measure has already passed in the House. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yes, we do have to get people out to vote this year, 2021. Get out there, vote, even though it's a local election. County and state elections, you got to get out there and do your thing. And by the way, school board is so important this year. All right, this is where I'm going to be tomorrow, folks.
When it comes to gun shows, selection is what matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows with a variety of new and used guns. This Saturday and Sunday at the Largo Event Center, you can browse over 150 tables. Shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Since the show is in Pinellas County, you can save on sales tax and you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of waiting up to 8. The show is located at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19 on 126th Avenue. I'll be there in person this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. For times and locations, check out the website, guysshows.com, and tell them the captain said. All right, and by the way, come Monday, I'm going to be up at Moss Nissan. You can join me Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Moss Nissan Memorial Day tailgate event, where we are honoring all our veterans, regardless of when you served, how you served in active duty military. Come on out, get yourself some free food, and enjoy the tailgate pro entertainment setup. They'll be there. They'll be the host of the games, which will include cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong. There'll be prizes for the winners, and we'll enjoy the games and races also.
also on the Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. Plenty of free food and plenty of drinks to go along with there. And you can look me up while you're at the event because I'm going to have those $500 coupons so you can save $500 on the price of a new or used car at Moss Nissan. Now, remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I'll see you Monday, Memorial Day, 10 to 2, at the Moss Nissan dealership at US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. And with that, we're back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You coming down?
I would love to. Absolutely.
Hop on the corporate jet.
That's right. Not too bad.
Just, who's that buzzing over? Who's that in the parachute? Oh, that's Kyle Warren. Drop in.
I can make an entrance. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked about a Texas hospital that's been absolutely blindsided by illegal immigrants needing health treatment. And they've been calling out the Biden administration because they currently owe this hospital over $200,000 for taking care of these illegal immigrants because they guarantee that they take care of it. And this hospital's received not one dime. And this has been going on for about, certainly since Biden was a president back in January.
Well, again, the reason why this is even happening is that President Biden, the Biden administration, changed the policies, sent the absolute wrong messages all around, which gave people the idea that it was A-OK to come into the U.S. illegally, even though technically you're not supposed to do that. But, again, the messaging was, if you come here, you'll get taken care of. And so I think in a different kind of media universe, they might be pressing this issue with the White House, but I don't think we'll hear too much of a peep about this.
Now, a week or two ago, we talked about an abortion case that was headed to the Supreme Court that could pave the way for the overthrow of Roe v. Wade. The media is making it sound like this case that's going there now next week to be heard is going to put a lot of pressure on the Biden administration, as it could be the landmark abortion case that will overturn Roe v. Wade. I don't think it's got that sort of dynamic in it, but I think it will assist in moving the process along.
Well, it's going to raise the specter of all that, and I think that it's certainly going to reintroduce it into the public discourse. Something that we haven't heard a lot about in recent times, given all the other events and other issues that have been grabbing the limelight. So this will certainly come back around again, and once that happens, it will start to become perhaps another big hot button issue for 2022. Biden administration will find itself, I think, trying to fight a war on a lot of different fronts when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm. By the way, former President Donald Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani have asked a federal judge in Washington to throw out a lawsuit by House Democrats who accuse him of helping to incite the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Well, exactly. The optics and all the kinds of things of that day can be talked about and debated. But was it Donald Trump who made the people go and attack the Capitol?
Let me just put it to you this way. The one that did the most damage that could be accused of it, in my opinion, was Rudy Giuliani.
Well, right, because
he didn't let anything hang out. He just went right for the throat.
Right. I think he kind of used a terminology, what was it, trial by combat or something
yeah.
like that, which in and of itself is, I think, more of a legal kind of a phraseology having to do with debating or fighting a case in court. But in the context of the situation, it certainly was not perhaps the right thing to say.
But remember, they did arrest that and charge the young black man who was, he sold a video he made for $90,000 or $100,000, whatever. They absconded $90,000 in cash out of his bank account to CNN and MSNBC showing what he was doing. He did a little video, a little film production while he was there showing what the people were doing, which incriminated him even more because he went in there with a Make America Great Trump hat on, remember?
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
after everything started out, then he got rid of the Trump hat and went back to his Antifa bandana and all that stuff.
And And let's just say, I think we can safely say that he wasn't the only person was in incognito that day.
There were a bunch of them there that showed up with Trump hats and, in some cases, Trump shirts to make it look like they were Trump supporters. But the way they came in from the back, not the front, and the way they got up in front of everybody, instead of being in the crowd working its way that way, they had nothing to do with that rally. Nothing.
Well, precisely. But the narrative is there and has been there since day one, and that's what the Democrat Party elite want to capitalize on. No pun intended, obviously. They want to capitalize on that so that they can create this idea that, you know, there's this big threat from Trump people and white supremacists and stuff like that, where that's really not true in the grand scheme.
Yep. Now, Syrian President Bashar Assad was reelected for the fourth time in a landslide victory. I'm shocked.
Right. I'm shocked. Well, I don't know if there was any. What came in at 4 o'clock in the morning for Syrian President Bashar Assad?
I don't think anybody ran against him, number one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that's a real good, example of how things can be in that kind of a what amounts to an authoritarian or dictatorial system.
And then there was this one here that really, I haven't heard how many ballots were thrown away, but a New Jersey postal worker has admitted that he tossed a whole bunch of election ballots.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Don't know how many.
I think it's up to something like 99 general election ballots and hundreds of other pieces of mail, we understand, according to the stories. Now, this person could get 1 year in prison and a fine of $100,000.
Is he still working at the post office?
No, I don't think so. He pleaded guilty in federal court.
Okay, because this is just, and even if it was just 99 votes, I'm sure somebody along the way could have used those 99 votes.
Well, sure. I mean, just the fact that it's happening at all, it calls into question again how mail-in voting works to begin with, because if you can't trust how it's going to get there, it's big time.
And then finally, Republicans in the Senate offered $928 billion. That was their infrastructure proposal. They've raised it up to counteroffer President Joe Biden's $1.7 trillion American Jobs Plan. Mitch McConnell said they could raise it a little bit, now closer on the headline number. Republicans and Democrats may try to whittle away at a deal. We'll see where this goes, but it could get a little bit higher on the Republicans' part, but it's certainly not going to get loaded up, and the Republicans have accused the Democrats of putting things in there that absolutely are not infrastructure. Imagine that.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, the Democrats want to redefine the words in the English language, evidently, in order to make it whatever they want so they can get what they want.
Yep, yep, and yep. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break. Here comes the music in my ear. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with the latest Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on. There has been a little bit of a change in the weather, and we'll let you know where that is and what that is. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch with more. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. Double D Ranch up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Truck on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee at the Pilot or Flying J truck stop of your choice, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. All righty, here we go. It's a blueberry smoke kind of night.
Dave, we're going to cut it off right there because we're starting to do a little bit of stuff. Hey, Kyle, that, of course, the blueberry smoke. It was a blueberry smoke kind of night tonight.
That's right. Yeah, the blackberry smoke from their album, The Whipple.
What'd they say? Blueberry, blackberry.
Yeah,
I got blueberries on my mind.
Yeah.
Golly.
Well, that's from their album, The Whippoorwill. And, you know, Captain, it's not easy to write a song that people will just instantly like, but they did it with that one.
All righty. Yeah. Widely scattered severe thunderstorms are going to develop over the southwestern plains and into the middle Atlantic. Large hail and wind damage are possible in southwest Texas and southeastern New Mexico. And wind damage is also possible over parts of the middle Atlantic. Moderate to heavy showers are possible over much of the eastern and southern U.S. into the weekend. And it's cold, cold, cold. North Dakota, parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan tonight. Go for it.
Well, Captain, it's going to be the opposite of cold in Northern California over the next few days. Excessive heat watch stretching from Modesto, covering Sacramento, Yuba City, and Redding could go into the low 100 degrees there, so be aware of that. We've got wind advisories around Idaho Falls if you're coming up Interstate 15. Also, a high wind advisory in Northern Montana, U.S. Highway 2 in the Cutback, Browning, and Shelby areas. Also, a flood warning still exists in Missoula. That's going to be on for another couple of days, it looks like, at the very least, with the Clark Fork River can be in minor flood stage. So be careful in that area as well tonight.
All right, we've got a hard freeze warning for most of North Dakota, for the northeastern corner of South Dakota, for the northern half from the Twin Cities north to the Canadian border in Minnesota, for the upper, northwestern corner of Wisconsin, for the upper peninsula of Michigan, we have a frost warning, as well as parts of the central part of Michigan, along Lake Michigan, and the eastern part of Wisconsin, along Lake Michigan, and down towards Chicago, and around towards Gary, Indiana, where there's also a shoreline flood warning down there because of the winds. And we also got some cold temperatures upstate New York in the Adirondacks all the way to the Canadian border from about Pulaski straight across to just about the north end of Lake George and then all the way up to the Canadian border up to Montreal. And that goes across in through northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and all of the northern part of Maine, including a hard freeze warning in the upper northwestern corner of Maine and the upper northeastern corner of Maine tonight. So there you go. We have gale force winds again tonight from from Cape Cod all the way down to about Cape May, New Jersey, and a lot of coastal flooding going on there right now. And then we've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. We've got severe that's been going on all day and all night in the central part of Missouri, as well as Arkansas, as well as over into, Kansas, the southern part of Kansas, and over in eastern Texas. And we even have a thunderstorm warning right now somewhere around Wichita, looks like right now, in the local area right now at this time zone. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow in the weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate you telling us that you appreciate what it is that we're doing. Well, speaking of which, we're going to go to another appreciator. That would be from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and she's so happy she could just spit, right?
Okay.
I got to talk about Devin Nunes because yesterday he told the whole world that Donald Trump is working to win back the House and the Senate from the Democrats to create a successful environment for a possible run in 2024 for him. His health permitting, he's going to run again, but he wants to get a Republican Senate and a Republican House put in place first.
Okay. And I believe that.
And I think he can do it.
Okay. I believe that.
The mood of the country is such that it's that way. Now, something else, Ron DeSantis yesterday said something about Florida, and I happen to believe this based on what I keep hearing and seeing from the people that I see moving in to the area where I'm at. They may have been Democrats up north, but they're coming down here. They're becoming Republicans because they're sold on the lifestyle, the no state income tax and all that, and they're coming down here for that reason. They don't want that to change, and they're not coming down here with an attitude that they're going to change everything out from underneath us. So that's a perpetual thing to see.
A couple nights ago, Sean Hannity held a kind of a town hall thing in Nashville.
Yep.
For a handful of Republican governors.
Yep.
And that's when DeSantis said that he didn't think that they were going to bring their Democrat voting habits with them.
No, because if they do, they better be prepared to pay out the yin-yang, because we haven't had a state income tax and some of these other taxes down here. Because I know what it's like to have an acre and a half of land and pay $9,000 in property taxes. I know what that's like.
Okay.
It's not fun. And you won't see that down here. You won't see it. So there you go. And the people know that. So that's advantage us, but it's also that way in Texas and Tennessee, no income tax there. Matter of fact, I believe there's legislation coming up to make it permanent there, no income tax in Tennessee.
What's really kind of an issue here is understanding that states have rights, and the 10th Amendment has been, the protection. But the Biden administration has been going after and attacking the 10th Amendment like crazy. If for nothing else, all you have to do is look at H.R. 1.
Yep.
So they're working hard to protect themselves.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back right after the top of our news, and your station's getting a chance to pay some of their bills with their local advertising, and we shall return. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.